customer. Hmm. You're a new face, too. Welcome to Calypso's Confectionery, where our treats are sinfully delectable. Don't look so frantic, love. I know you can't see me, but just come up to the counter. That's it. Keep going. I'm not going to scare you. Now, see that bell? Give it a little tap. Good evening, darling. My, my. Jumpy this evening? Maybe I can help with that. Hmm? Close your eyes. There. That should calm you down. Just a touch of succubus magic. Flustered. Now, now, love. You came to my shop for much more than kisses. You can't let a little something like that catch you off guard. I don't kiss all my customers, but with you, I couldn't help myself. So, tell me, what brings you to my little slice of hell? There's only one reason you'd come here, but I still want you to say it. Mm-hmm. Tell me. That's lovely to hear. Let's get started then, shall we? Take a seat, and I'll explain everything. So, as you've probably gathered, my name is Calypso. I am the succubus that runs this bakery. Why wouldn't it be fine? That information is the least I can offer you, given the intimate matters we'll be dealing with soon. Didn't I tell you to relax, my dear? Fretting like this only serves to harm our relationship. You wouldn't want that now, would you? Excellent. On to the topic at hand. You are familiar with how we succubi operate, yes? Correct. Quite knowledgeable about my kind, hmm? Do you have something interesting you'd like to share with the class? Darling, I just... Business first, then pleasure. I run this store to provide for my needs in a more modern fashion. The classic summoning process is so archaic, wouldn't you agree? You don't get it. Well, let me get into a little bit more detail then. You see all of these delicious pastries here? Each one offers a wonderful, dreamlike experience to whomever eats them. Let me bring out some tasters for you. Make sure you try each one. Not too quickly now. Shall I feed them to you? Oh, don't be such a spoil sport. I did bring quite a few. It's a special service, just for you. The spell in each one is rather similar, but each pastry affects your dream differently. Mm-hmm. So, eat up. See what tickles your fancy. So, what did you think? Delicious, weren't they? Feeling a bit sleepy, love. Wonderful. But I need you to be awake. For now. Just relax and I'll make sure you understand. As I was saying, running this bakery allows me to feed without waiting for some unfortunate soul or curious scholar to complete a summoning. Yes, my dear, feed. I thought you understood what my kind does. Ah, I see. So, aside from the usual physical act of feeding, we're also able to feed off of your pleasure through dreams. And that's where my shop comes in. Your eyelids are feeling a bit heavier now, aren't they? That's completely normal. See how you're getting a bit drowsy? How you're losing control of your consciousness? Don't fight it too hard, love. Things are making more sense now, I presume. Yes. By coming into my store and partaking in one of the many delicacies I offer, you essentially give me your consent, allowing me to come into your dreams and feed off a tiny bit of your soul. No summoning circles, no grimoires, no extensive contracts. Of course, the more you eat, the bigger the portion of your soul you grant me permission to consume. What's with that frightened look on your face? Surely you knew this would happen eventually. Oh, darling, I know you didn't buy anything yet. But you remember those little taste tests I gave you? Mm-hmm. You ate every single one, didn't you? And all too willingly, might I add. It's almost as if you wanted me to feed off of you right here in my shop. Don't try and back away now, love. You won't get far. See? You're beginning to slur your words. Wouldn't it be easier to simply give in instead of wasting your energy trying to play detective? Say that again for me, won't you? You're fading rather quickly. I assume you're trying to ask how this is all possible, correct? Well, in normal circumstances, a simple taste test wouldn't be enough for the spell to work. But you tried so many different pastries. I never do that for my customers. I don't even let them buy more than one kind per visit. You should know. We succubi aren't the most honorable demons. Abiding by contracts does not dictate how we behave outside of them. But enough chatter. Just let your guard down, love. Let the spell take you. That's right. Fall into me. I promise I'll take care of you. Well, hello again. Feeling a bit more lively now. No. Don't struggle, darling. Not that these ropes would let you, anyways. Oh, I wasn't the one that tied you to this bed. I'm not complaining, though. I love that you're under me like this. Have you not realized yet? This is your dream, love. Feels real, doesn't it? I told you not to struggle. You're not going to convince me that you don't want this. This is your dream, remember? Made from your fantasy. Don't you want to enjoy it? If you must know, all my pastries do is let me visit you like this. You're the naughty boy who had these. Delicious thoughts running through your mind. I knew you'd make a delectable meal. Besides, don't you love this? You're helpless beneath me. This wouldn't be happening if it wasn't so desperately desired. Calm down. Just feel me. Feel my body pressed against yours. My lips on your chest. Moving up your neck. Moan for me, just like that. You like it when I kiss your neck, don't you? And along your jaw. All the way up to your lips. Oh. What's this? I thought you wanted me to stop. This resistance you're showing isn't very convincing, darling. I can feel how excited you're getting. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you'll be mine. Give in to me, and I'll make you feel so much better. Do you really want to test me? I can and will wear you down until you're practically begging to let me feed off of your deliciously depraved soul. Did you just shudder? See? You want this. Let me change positions. It's about time I tasted you, no? And despite your cute, insistent protesting, I know you want to taste me too. So just let me sit on your face, okay? See how wet I am? That's what you do to me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, it didn't take much to convince you to start licking, did it? Eager, aren't we? I thought you didn't want me. Good boy. You like pleasuring me, don't you? Oh, fuck. You want to make me feel good. And I know you'll like it even more when I smother you with my pussy. Oh, God. Yes, deeper. Darling, do you need some time to breathe? Yeah? Well, too damn bad. Fuck. I'm just gonna grind on your face. Feeling a bit out of it. That's the spell. The more you give in to me, the better this'll feel. Still trying to resist with a face full of my juices. Well, at least this pretty cock is honest. Do you want me to take care of it for you? What if I kiss the head? That's it. Tell me what you want. Say you want me to take you in my mouth. Good boy. And don't stop licking me. God, your cock tastes so good. You're so cute. Look at you, desperately bucking your hips. That's even better. Stick your tongue deeper inside of me. You feel my tail? Feel it wrapping around your neck. I promise I won't hurt you. It only takes a small squeeze for you to throb in my mouth. Just like that. I know you're liking this. It's reminding you of who's in charge. You want more than this, don't you? You want me to take you deep into my throat? And gag on it like a filthy whore. That's it. Moan into my pussy. You're getting close, aren't you? Do you want to come? You want to blow your load down my throat? I want me to swallow it all down. Too bad. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Was that a bit too much? Let me look at you again. Before I do anything else, you know what I need you to say. Come on, darling. Please, say it for me. I don't just want you in your dreams, love. That's why I need you to give in. I want to take you and use you and feed off of you whenever I'd like. Don't you feel how wet you've made me? Don't you feel it when I rub against your cock? I know you're just aching to fill me up, to fuck me, to come deep inside me. I need it too, darling. Don't you worry about that. So please, give yourself to me. Please say that you'll be mine. Isn't that so much better? Now, I can just slip you inside. No, no, love. Those restraints aren't coming off. You're gonna stay down like this and let me use you. I'm gonna start moving, okay? Nice and slow. I'm gonna savor this. That's it, baby. Look at me. Look at how I slide up and down your cock. Taking you inside. All the way to the base. Almost painfully slowly. Darling, is that too much for you? You made me wait this long. It's only fair that I do the same. God, yes. Keep making those sounds. I can tell you want to touch me. But I can't let you do that yet. Instead. Let me do this. I'll just kiss you while I squeeze your cock inside of me. Oh, you like it when I speed up? Yeah? Fuck. Feel how deep you're hitting. Oh my God. You're so perfect. I knew I was right to make you mine. Fuck. Yeah? Oh, baby. Are you having fun? You like being helpless? Not being able to do anything but watch me. As I fuck you. Yeah, fuck. You like seeing me bounce up and down on this perfect cock of yours. Oh, fuck. I can feel how close you are to coming. How close I am to getting a delicious meal. Just give me all that you got. Fuck. I want you to come deep inside of me. Fill me up. Breed me. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I want you to fill me up. Give me everything that you have. Oh, fuck. Ah, 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 ah. I knew that would push you over the edge. I'm not getting off of you yet, darling. Your cock is going to stay inside me until I've finished feeding off of your soul. Oh, I'm not gonna take too much. I told you, you're mine now. I need to keep you for as long as possible. But don't think about that right now, love. Just let me lay on your chest. Yes, those restraints will disappear soon. And you'll wake up shortly after. Don't relax just yet, though. You belong to me, remember? Good boy. And when you wake up, we'll be doing this all over again.